Why are you crying, Doctor Doctor?
I'm just having a moment, Monkey Boy. Nothing usually stirs me emotionally, not even obvious human suffering or enforced medical apartheid, but...
Well, something must have upset you. You're veering towards appearing human.
Thank you, Monkey Boy. We've just received news that the Grand High Wizard of the entire Clowniverse has tested positive for COVID.
The Grand High Wizard of the Clowniverse?
Yes, the Clown King, Albert Bourla. The man is held in such high regard, like Jimmy Savile was before the truth came out. This man is single-handedly redefining clownsmanship. His level of clownery is simply breathtaking.
Yeah, I did see this tweet he put out in which he said he was thankful for having 4 doses of his own product. I find that very strange.
Why?
Because Albert Bourla had previously tweeted that his COVID vaccine was 100% effective in preventing COVID cases in South Africa.
He only said that because
he wanted to con people into thinking it was effective when he knew it wasn't.
No. And anyway, without those 4 doses, his symptoms would have been much worse. Hong Kong.
Doctor, surely you see that, as a metric, the whole "it would have been much worse without the jabs" thing is totally and utterly unquantifiable. There is literally no way to prove that statement to be true. People who've had 0 vaccines are doing just fine.
What more proof do you need, Monkey Boy? He's quadro-vaxxed and his symptoms are mild. His symptoms are mild because he's quadro-vaxxed.
You can repeat that over and over to yourself if it makes you feel better. But could it be that his symptoms are mild because he has a cold? That COVID, whatever it even is now, is nothing more than a cold-like illness?
Absolutely not!
I see he also said that he's starting a course of another one of his own products, Paxlovid.
A bloody great product. Not approved, but... perfect for this ongoing global emergency.
I'm confused though, Doctor. He said his symptoms were mild, but Paxlovid was designed for people who are at risk of developing severe illness. What were his 4 injections for, if not to prevent severe illness? That was literally their one and only selling point. And he doesn't strike me as someone who's in that high-risk category.
And why not?
Well, mainly because he isn't over 80 years old and doesn't have 4 comorbidities. The whole thing just seemed like a terrible sales pitch to me.
Sales pitch? Pfizer are a non-profit organisation. Will you say the Pfizer prayer with me?
No.